CLX Mobile.
Good morning, Mike. N0TR Mobile.
Hey, doing okay this morning?
Grouchy old part. I haven't had any coffee. I haven't had my oatmeal cookies. And I gotta go get a blood draw.
Hope you like your coffee like your women. Black and bitter.
I'm black as night. Hadn't heard those in years. Oh, no, I like cream and artificial sweetener in it, to be honest with you. How's your day, Mike?
Typical school time, waiting to get out of the subdivision here with traffic all backed up. And by the time the light turns green, everyone's blocked the intersection.
Braiding procedures. Yeah, I'm having to stop here because people are turning off on Memorial Drive, I think it's called, right here at Cunningham Lake. And I got to go clear over to the west side of town, to the Veterans Administration, and get a 5-minute blood draw after you wait 30 minutes in line, probably. But other than that, it's a great day.
It's quick, easy, kind of painless, and then it's over with. You go home and you enjoy your cookies and your coffee.
Make it that far or not. I was thinking International House of Pancakes, maybe.
I'm using this radio and antenna combo, hoping it's right. I tried to screw my antenna back on it yesterday and cross-threaded it. When I went to take it off, the whole thing came apart. And I didn't test it for SWR, but it looks like it's okay.
This is N0TR. Yeah, it's doing okay, Mike. It's got a little white noise with it, but those things are really easy to cross-thread. I have a Motorola mount on mine on the trunk lip, and you got to be careful with it. If you go through a car wash, you got to get out and take it off before you go through the car wash, or you ain't going to have no antenna left.
NMO. Cross-threaded it. When I took it off, the whole trunk lid mount unscrewed itself, so, I mean, it's not that difficult, but I had to use some tools to get that NMO mount out of the antenna base. I had to pound on it a little bit.
I found that an old trick of my dad's and that I inherited is you put that antenna up on an NMO mount and go backwards with it at first. Don't try to go forward, and that'll let it fall down and seat, and then start going clockwise with it.
I used to run a Larson for years. Got rid of that. I don't know why. Well, I know why, because it was a single band. And all I run is 2 meters. This is a tri-band antenna. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I was careful with it. I started it and said, nope, that's not it. Took it off, did it again. And I said to myself, self, that doesn't feel right. It was too late.
Brass, and it's real easy to ding them up. Well, I'll tell you, in the old days, we had a car that wasn't compatible with the antenna very well, and I bought a glass mount Larson, and everybody said, oh, no, they don't work. Well, no, MFJs and all the other ones, they didn't work. But I had a friend that was really intelligent, and he said the only one that will work, Tom's the Larson, and it did. And I ran it for years, no trouble at all. And I have a Larson for a spare. It's just a mag mount, but I don't hear much about them anymore, but boy, they are great antennas, a good company.
Business. Some MFJ's going out of business, everyone's going out of business. Crying shame.
I don't know that they are or not, Mike. I haven't needed antennas for years now, and This is the same one we had on our 2011 Avalon, and it's on this 2022 now, and it's still percolating, so I'm not going to mess with it.
I put a Nagoya, all Nagoya on this thing. It's a nice trunk mount, lid mount. I think I could improve it a little bit by actually putting some kind of ground on it.
It should be grounded through the mount, I would think. Although mine's just got a couple little set screws under it.
Screws and some rubber to keep it from damaging the paint. So I'm sure it's a good field ground, but it's not a true ground. I'm just thinking it might help it out and run a little braid.
Check it with an ohm meter, I guess. I never ever had to do that, but that will give you a good idea if you got a good ground there.
He's getting a ground through the DC, so it kind of acts weird in some areas. Things change. I think the antenna, as it ages, it's getting corroded. You know the story.
I do. I know what that old AGE will do to you. It's doing it to my body. Well, it's 68 degrees out here, and it's not going to be quite as cool today. And tomorrow, they say it's going to be humid and a good possibility of rain. Where we're at up here, it's critical. We haven't had any rain at all.
But rain on Saturday? We're down here south of the airport. Between Saturday and Sunday, the rain gauge got 3 inches of rain in it. Saturday was 2.5. I thought the world was ending.
Watching that storm, Mike, and you guys got clobbered, all right. My daughter was, they were over at their lake house at Lake Lyman, but they live south of 14 and Pelham there in the area they call the Mahaffey Plantation. It's down Batesville Road a ways and then off to the left. And they've had plenty of rain. We've had none. We got 600 one day in the last several weeks.
Heading up to this last weekend, I can tell this antenna's still got some problems. That's a crying shame. I'll have to fix an antenna now. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. And then the real cooler weather comes.
I hope that's off in the distance. I like the cooler weather. I don't like the extremes either way. But this like it is right now suit me fine. I might even go fishing over at the lake house. Haven't done that in quite a while. But probably good for me. It's just walking up and down that stupid hill behind the house. It's steep, and that's pretty hard for us older folks.
Saw a little video the other day. My wife passed me, and this guy's talking about how you know you're old. One of the things he said was when you drop something, you bend over to get it. It's accompanied by grunts and some swear words.
Part of it, and I'll tell you, it's a rare disease, AGE. Well, I don't know what we're going to do today other than that. The wife got out and picked some tomatoes yesterday, and she's needing a new hip, and so that's an accomplishment. And I worked out around the chicken house some, and other than that, nothing very exciting at all. I think I'll go back home and water the front lawn, but it's already roasted. We have fescue, and it does not like hot weather at all.
Grass, it's blowing up some dust storms
lately. But yeah, the good thing about it is it's green all winter and everybody else's is brown. But the bad thing is I'm mowing grass and they ain't.
Fooling around with the radio and turn the power off.
No button? Yeah. That's backwards. I guess we got a guy going straight here. He's the only one going straight, so we could have been going down Wade Hampton a long time ago if it hadn't been for one car up in front of us. Finally starting to move, Mike. Well, I say, in the wintertime, our grass is green all winter, and that's the good thing. The bad thing is you got to mow it.
About this time of year with this dry weather and the hot weather, my fescue is more like dead skew.
And the Blue Ridge Water Company does not want you to have a sprinkler system. And if you put one in, it's $5,000 roughly or more. And then you gotta have a new meter put in just on that. And that's $1,100, $1,200, and it just ain't worth it. We've never had the water very much at all, but this year it's been shake and bake.
Yep, this year's a strange year. The weeds are loving it, I can tell you that. But I'll have to do some rehabilitation here in the next 4 weeks. I just don't know if it's worth it, Tom. Another 500 bucks out in the yard for animals to chew up.
Send 0TR Mobile. Yeah, it costs for those chemicals and that. Our daughter got laid off from GE one time for a little while, and they bought Lawn Doctor of Greer, and so she keeps us abreast of all the good things to put out on the lawn, and they're not cheap. And you're right, you can probably drop $400 or $500 out there pretty easily.
Here is seed and fertilizer. That was it. You know, not counting the labor I put in.
Well, we got our aerator that we can do that ourselves. I don't think it does as good a job as the lawn people do, but my neighbor pays $1,000 a year to keep his lawn up, and he mows it himself, so that's not even counting mowing the grass.
I've got a neighbor that is chancellor at a private school, so he's got time, especially during the summer. He piddles out there in that yard and that lawn, he keeps that lawn looking good. And of course, it's right up against mine. So I feel some pressure.
Tim said, he said, you embarrassed me so much I had to get mine done. He says, and I spend more than that on chemicals. So he says, I just hired somebody to do it. And, he's cheap anyways about things like that. Now, if it comes to a new bass boat or something, well, that's more important. But his lawn looks beautiful, but he's got Bermuda, and Bermuda's a weed, and it just loves heat.
Bermuda, what kind of grass do you have growing? Just no-name natural grass?
Fescue, but his is just Bermuda is all I know, and it was a mess. And he had this lawn care service come out, and they've really done a good job. I seen him out there spraying something yesterday. But mainly we need water. His is even being affected a little bit. But there's places within a couple of miles of us that just got inundated with rain. I know about a month or two ago, I think it was last month, there was a cell formed over us. 4 inches of rain, and the people around us within about 2 miles got nothing.
This past week, I mean, the rain came down so fast, so hard, for so long, the front walk flooded. I mean, I dropped off probably a year's worth of irrigation water down the back of into the river.
I got one of those cheap rain gauges out front, and in 2 days it was running over, and it goes to 5 inches, and then nothing after that. But it matches up pretty well with my weather station, and it's supposed to be accurate within like a hundredth of an inch or something. And comes pretty close to being the same. But, I don't know. I like to have both and compare them both. And that kind of makes sure the weather station's staying accurate, I guess.
I have a weather station that just had some roof work done and gutter work done, and I've never put it back.
You're right. And then I got three display registers. One in the front room, one in the back bedroom, and one in the basement. It works real well. I like having it. And I did an update on it here the other day. They had a thing that I bumped into on Amazon, and it had two solar cells instead of one, and a little bit more accurate. It was just $29 to add on, so I did it. Well, Mike, we're going to be getting into an area here of Paris Mountain, so I better let you go. Hope you have a good day. Been nice chatting with you this morning. N6TLX and 0TR 73.
Okay, Tom. You have a good day. Don't let them stick you too many times. And, I'll talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be monitoring close to work.